many of you ever heard of Sir Isaac Newton? How about Jimmy Buffett? How about Eric Gordon? No, he's a basketball player. Carl Rove, how about Carl Rove? Anyway, but is that what we're here for today? Is that why we're all celebrating with all these colors and beautiful music? Well, what are we celebrating? What's this all about? Right? Christmas. Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, somebody's birthday, right? Somebody very special. Whose birthday is it? Jesus' birthday, right? Right. And Jesus taught us how to love, right? He's God's son, and he taught us better than anyone else how to love. And do you know that every once in a while I'll go see a movie or watch a TV show, and I'll be reminded about Jesus. Either the person kind of acts like Jesus, or maybe there's a special message in the movie that reminds me of the teaching of Jesus. And there's a movie that was out a little while ago, animated movie, and believe it or not, even though it may not look like it, it reminded me of Jesus. I'm going to see if this will help me explain it. How many of you have seen this movie? Frozen? All right. believe it or not, I thought about Jesus watching this movie. I'll tell you why. There's a scene in the movie where Elsa's in real big trouble, and Anna does something to protect her. I'm sorry. I just want to see if you were paying attention. Okay. So Anna does something to help Elsa. Does anybody know that it actually saves her life, right? Yes.
She blocks her hand from Hans' sword.
Wow. You remember that scene in the movie where Anna gets in between them and she turns into ice, right, to protect Elsa, right? Remember that scene? And so for at least she was willing to give her life to save Elsa. And that's why I thought about Jesus, because Jesus gave his life for us, right? He came to tell us about being God's son, about love, about forgiveness. And he knew it was risky. He knew he was upsetting people. But he went and preached God's word anyway, and they killed him for it. So he gave his life to teach us about God's love. Now, there's a line in the movie that, who's this guy? What's his name? I won't risk mispronouncing his name. Olaf, right? Olaf, okay. And there's a line in the movie, he says, where he talks about the meaning of love. And he says love means you put somebody else's needs before your own, right? Love means you put someone else's needs before your own. And that's the message that Jesus came to tell us, that we should be loving other people and caring about them more than we do ourselves if it comes down to that. Now, what can you do to be like Jesus? Because, you know, this year we're thinking about being Christ to one another, which is put another way, we want to be like Jesus to one another. What are some things you can do in school? Let's start with school. What can you do in school to be loving, to be like Jesus? Let me come in here.
Pay attention.
Wow, pay attention. Pay attention. If you hear the teacher mispronounce a name, correct her maybe, or her. Okay. And what else? Yes. How about out on the playground?
Be safe.
Be safe. That's a good idea. You got another idea?
Be safe and help your friends.
Wow, be safe and help your friends. Very good, very good. And how about at home? What can you do at home to be loving like Jesus, to be Jesus to one another? Let me come over here. Here, please come forward.
Be nice.
Be nice. What can you do to be nice at home? Name me something you can do to be nice at home.
Yes.
You could clean something.
Do what?
Clean something.
Leave something? Clean something. How many of you clean your room? Very good. That would be a wonderful present to your mom and dad, I'll bet you. So, this Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus, who taught us how to love, who told us to love one another, right? So, let's sing, please stand. And let's sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. Ready? Happy birthday. Very good, very good. And go quietly back to your seats, and I'm going to give you this as a present for Christmas. Don't push the button until after Mass, okay? Okay, go. Head back to your families. Thank you. Yeah. Kids are different.